Many of the people who still don't have lines in Earwag are, you know, we consider like main members of our community, like Jean Howard. I mean, she doesn't have an official line there, but she's basically, you know, that's one of her big homes. So a lot of people were committed, a lot of people drifted off and did other institutes, but then we had the anchored by the four lines, who, you know, half of our teaching obligation and administrative is in Earwag, and now there's six, right? Six or so. Anyway, so that's pretty stable. And they're major senior people. There were no tenure battles over, you know, many departments founder over like supporting or not supporting a junior person. We didn't have any of that. We don't have admissions. We've resisted from the beginning. We don't want to have a PhD. We don't even want an MA. We like it the way it is, that it's a place people go to because they genuinely want to be there, because they care about it, and it doesn't get caught up in this bureaucratic stuff and fighting over resources, right? Like, why not have a space like that? We have enough of it in our own departments. So let's have a place that's not like that. And I think most people feel that way about Earwag, that it's right, you don't have any of that going on. And I think a lot of people felt, you know, we need a space, intellectual space, and not all departments are intellectual spaces for people. There are many departments that are sort of problematic for people. Either they don't fit in them, or there's nasty histories, or, you know, it's not actually always like the intellectual center for you, and you have interests that actually go well with other people's interests who are not in your discipline. So this is an opportunity to follow the themes, you know, of your research and with people who are interested in the same things. But we think this is all part of gender studies too, that it's enriching what Earwag does, and giving opportunities to Earwag faculty to, you know, have conferences, to have working groups, to develop ideas. But, you know, there that I know it comes up there, and we know it, you know, because we know how much effort it took to start the thing. And then we think, like, why isn't Women Creating Change under Earwag, and just skip CSSD, right? You know, but then it would have to be you know, it had been a curricular unit. Right, it taught undergraduates, it has a graduate certificate, and it does public programming. That's what it did. So the research side had never been part of it. So all that research is through CSSD.